This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
The Giants are absolutely done with Daniel Jones.
It seems uncharacteristic for how we've seen Joe Shane do his business in the draft to think he would be that flippant about, hey, we're done.
The words I heard at the Combine multiple times, two words were buyer's remorse.
But I have spoken to some people who are close to the situation. They've said they think the Giants are really in the market.
If you're telling me my livelihood is going to rest on the shoulders of the quarterback and that quarterback is always hurt, I'm moving on.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, the big 7 o'clock hour, DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN. RJ.
Oh, you don't usually talk to me this early. Yeah.
I know, but I feel a closeness, a bond that's brewing between the two of us. Have we defined what host sadness is going to be this actual year?
We have not. It's actually, I don't know if it's foremost on the docket for the big Wednesday meeting, but it is right there.
So the idea that we're campaigning and championing for is like a true host sadness of what person at the station you dislike the most, right?
So actually, two things.
Yeah.
First, I actually ran the idea by Ange. She asked about it yesterday. Her reaction, and I wonder if a lot of people will share this, wow, that sounds kind of mean.
Yeah, but isn't that the beauty of it?
Yes. Second, we have to address the elephant in the room. The reason we were thinking about getting rid of host sadness in the beginning was because of the purchase of illegal bot votes
right
on the Twitter.
Well, we would just have to hope that people do the right thing.
Well, they're not going to. So we would have to go in knowing that we're embracing. It's a little bit of a big market, small market baseball situation. People with the means are going to throw votes behind who they hate.
Okay. That's fine. We do 16. We do the four of us. We do the three on the K show. Who else?
Yeah, but I think this could work
really
in a couple
hated
different ways, RJ. What you got to think about too is, though, I mean, there could also be, so it could be money, you know, for votes, people you hate, but it could also be because you want them to, because I could also, like, I could know that it would bother you the most to be the most hated.
Right.
So buy you votes.
You could.
I think it's kind of the same thing, though.
Yeah, but it's not going to bother me all that much.
No, it's not going to bother you. There will be people it bothers, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, like if Kay is voted the most hated at the station, he would be furious about it.
Well, especially if somebody really throws like a bag behind votes and it's like the voting is like someone 714,000 votes to 562
right
or whatever.
Right.
That would be tough. That would be tough. Just because it's not that I don't just hate you.
I loathe you.
I loathe you.
Yeah.
We have to embrace that we are college football now, moving into the daylight of, this is like our NIL era.
So we can say we're going to start with 12 people, and then before we even launch it, we go to 16.
We could do that. And then just divide everyone into two big conferences and go with that.
And then just roll along.
Yeah.
I like it.
I love it.
I think we should do it.
I don't think it'll land.
Spice it up a little bit.
It's not going to land well, but I think it's interesting.
Land well with who?
People that advance.
So what?
Yeah. I think Windrow also has to recognize. I mean, he's going to be
Windrow could be one of the most hated at the station.
He's going to be in the. He's going to be in a bracket.
Absolutely.
See,
he
this
is.
Could be bad.
RJ has nothing to worry about.
Nothing.
You have nothing to worry about. Nothing.
We're putting the biggest names at the station and our boss in a most hated bracket.
Don.
This could
nothing,
easily go sideways.
Nothing. Nothing. Now, do we not include Larry? Because there's no chance Larry would win. Like, there's no way Larry is going to wind up getting any votes.
You'd have to find, like, one person who hates Larry. I don't think you can do that.
That's my point.
Find one person.
But would Larry be offended if we didn't include him in the host sadness? That's a chance as well.
I'm sure he wouldn't be offended. But I'm saying, you get the one person. Find one person to hate him, and that qualifies him for the bracket. Just needs one.
Anita's got to be in. Four of us, Anita.
I'm writing them all down right now.
All right.
Count how many we have.
Three on the K show.
I got the three on the K show. I got the four of us. I got Windrow. I got Bart and Han. I got Anita.
Nobody hates Han.
Well, I'm just putting all the names.
All right. Well, you can come up with the master list, and then we can...
That's what I'm saying. I'm coming up with the master list.
Grasso. I think Grasso will do very well in this.
Grasso.
I think there's a lot of people that don't like
Larry,
that.
I'm going to put Larry, but I don't think Larry should even be
Larry
on the list.
Should not be in this.
Gordon. So tell me who I missed. I got K. Don Peter.
Yeah. Well, you're going to put Pusick?
I didn't put Pusick.
Well, I mean, put him on just because if you're making a right, too many list,
Bauer?
Right?
Bauer? I'll put Bauer on the list, too.
Bauer, yeah.
All right, so I got Pusick, Bauer, K. Don Peter, you, me, Ray, RJ, Windrow, Bart, Hahn, Anita, Ty, Grasso, Larry, Gordon.
I think you got everyone.
Is that it?
Yeah. RJ, did he miss anybody there?
What is your number there? What is that, like 18?
I didn't count them.
Well, why don't you
count them right now?
Yeah. So I think, listen, I think there's legs to this. I think it's interesting. The seeding will be fascinating as well. Because we have to, and just in
well, I got 17, so we just get rid of Larry. We got 16.
Yeah. And he's got to understand that we got rid of him out of respect, not out of not wanting him involved. Nat tweets rolling, and Vinny Jones, Bart Scott will win this by a landslide. He is clearly the most hated.
I don't know about that.
Hinky Haynes says, Don is the biggest sports fraud at the entire station. He would be right at the top of my list for host sadness.
Wow. His fandom has become a little suspicious.
Very suspicious. Well, Don, I mean, say what you want, and I like Don, but he'll take shots at me. Don grew up a Devils fan, now roots for the Rangers. What sense does that make?
He got a Devils tattoo. I guess we'll go with Keefe, too.
Windrow sends a group text. He says, how about Pat O'Keefe?
Well, I just don't know if Pat O'Keefe's going to get the kind of hate we're looking for. It's like the haters ball.
I'm sorry. You can't be included. You're too well liked.
RJ, we already got sound. I mean, we got the haters ball from Chappelle. I mean, we got the sound for this, too.
Yeah.
Hate, hate, hate.
Imani?
No. I mean, now we're going guests?
I'm just telling you what.
Well, he does a show. Tannenbaum.
Right, Tannenbaum.
Actually, Tannenbaum will get some.
But where are we going to put him in
man.
Here?
Hey, hey, listen, hey,
no, this is we've got planes. Yeah. This is we have planes.
Planes?
I think the way that this will go.
Will this be in Dayton?
There will be Dayton games. There'll be play-ins. And I think there's going to be some consternation. Some teams are going to get left out.
Have hate in your heart later now.
But if you get left out of this, that's like,
good.
That's a blessing to you. That's not a negative.
Yeah, but not everyone's going to make it.
But do you want to make it?
You'd rather not make it.
Right.
Yeah,
so if you're Larry
not.
And you don't get voted into this. Now, Justin Knight tweets in, Peter's going to easily win this. And I love Peter, but nobody gets as much hate on air as he does.
This may be the most highly contested of the brackets we've had.
I think it's a very fair point.
Yeah, I think we do it. RJ, you just got to figure it out. I got 20. How you want to do it? With the plans and everything else. And
well, RJ will figure it out. John Nick says, you're leaving out Ty Butler. Hate him.
I got Ty on the list.
Yeah, I know.
It's a good list.
It's a good list.
It's a real good list.
It's a real good list. All right. You want to hear from... I've had enough of this, by the way.
Enough of what?
Jason Kelce.
Exercise?
I was on 2 miles on the treadmill yesterday.
I heard.
Yeah.
You're really taking this pickleball thing serious.
Better. I weigh in every Sunday. This past Sunday, I was 1 pound down from the Sunday prior.
Okay.
So we're working in the right direction.
Feels like it's a little bit more healthy, too, where we're not just like crash dieting.
Right. I'm having a little bit of carbs, a lot of protein. Last night for dinner, had some tuna.
Nice.
Yeah.
Canned tuna?
Canned tuna.
That's it.
With a little, that's not it. A little vinegar on it.
That's it, though.
No, that's not it. Then I also had a pita pocket.
Did you put the tuna in the pita pocket?
I didn't.
Really? Interesting.
I didn't, but I could have.
Why don't I have some lettuce, like a little salad?
I had a little lettuce and tomato as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right.
So that
was, it's not my favorite, but
and then I had some water. I don't want to take any unnecessary calories.
It's supposed to be a lifestyle.
It's a new lifestyle. It's a life change.
Yeah, but you do it for like a couple months and then it's back.
Well, my lifestyle will change for a couple months and then we'll revisit. We'll see where we're at. All right, I've had enough of the Kelces, or at least Jason Kelce. I got him eating horse manure. I got him.
Did not eat horse manure?
He ate it.
No, he didn't eat the horse manure.
I thought he did.
No, RJ, Jason Kelce didn't eat the horse
manure. Somebody was eating horse manure.
I think it was just a fan.
One of the
parade.
Fans ate the horse poop.
I don't think Jason Kelce
ate horse
poop.
He was dressed up in the outfit at the...
Yeah, he dressed as a genie.
He looked ridiculous.
He won a Super Bowl, man.
That's fine.
Because of you. You know it's the truth.
If John Michael Schmitz dressed as a genie at a Giants Super Bowl victory, Dave would love it. Come on now.
No,
Dave, have some self-respect. Dave would dress up as Aladdin and chase him around.
Have some self-respect.
Rubbing him.
You know what? I got to have this guy taking his shirt off at the Bills game, jumping into the crowd, completely drunk.
Man,
no.
Lives his life.
Don't be jealous. Here's the thing. I think he's likable. I think it's enough
He's more than likable.
I agree
have
with you.
Have you checked their podcast numbers?
I think it's enough of him. I've had enough of him.
Get used to him because you're going to see him on TV here shortly.
That's fine. You know, that's a role that matters to him. I mean, this weeping up
dollars,
there yesterday.
Dollars are coming.
It's a bit much. All right, anyway, Jason Kelce... And this hopefully will be one of the last times we have to hear from this guy.
Hold on one second.
What?
Hold on one second.
What?
Time out. Time out.
I promise you this will not be the last time you hear
from
him.
No, will not be the last time. Let me ask you a question. Serious question now.
Okay.
I'm done playing around with you.
Okay.
So you consider yourself, I consider you, on maybe not the same level, but pretty damn close. As far as how you react to a win or a loss is very similar to how the guys playing in the game react to a win or a loss.
Right.
You lose, it crushes you until the next game where hopefully you win and you feel better. They told you tomorrow that you had to retire as a Giants fan. You wouldn't be weeping?
Like that? No, I don't think so.
It'd be worse.
No.
RJ, they told him tomorrow, you have to retire as a Giants fan. No more Giants.
I'm not going to weep.
Nervous breakdown.
No.
No, he'd start trying to fight them.
Well, I wouldn't fight. Why would I have to retire?
He would tell them,
you don't have to retire ever as a fan. You don't think that we have jumped the shark with this guy?
Well, maybe with the guy, but I mean, being a little judgmental. Do you know how hard it is to retire?
John Merrick calls up this show tomorrow, says, Dave, your services as a fan are no longer required.
A, he would never do that. B, I wouldn't take that call.
Yeah, well,
I don't take that call.
Listen, there's been plenty of guys that tried that. Just ignore the call.
You can't push me out of being a fan of the team.
You're done.
You can't. Anyhow, here's this clown, Jason Kelce. He's saying thank you to Philadelphia.
Thank you, Philadelphia, from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for letting me represent this city and allowing me into your homes every Sunday. It has truly been a privilege. You have all been so good to me and my family. Growing up in Cleveland, I watched all of my favorite athletes leave the city. Hell, a whole team left the city. It has always been a goal of mine to play my whole career in one city. And I couldn't have dreamt a better one and a better fit if I tried. I don't know what's next, but I look forward to the new challenges and opportunities that await. And I know that I carry with me the lessons from my time here. And that forever we shall all share the bond of being Philadelphians.
All right, that's not bad. I think that's not bad at all. No, I think the outward weeping, I feel like it's enough.
Did you see Travis? Travis was crying, I mean...
Watching the thing.
Harder than him.
Yeah.
I mean, just talk about how much time they spent every day together competing, winning Super Bowls in their backyard, and now...
And he's a great player.
He's a Hall of Fame player.
I agree with you. 5 years, he will be first ballot Hall of Famer, and rightfully so.
Can we fix that, too, by the way?
What?
Because you said something today that made me think about this. It's... Winning a Super Bowl, all that stuff is great. And I don't think anyone goes into their career thinking, hey, I'm going to be a Hall of Famer someday. But as you progress through your career, it's like, well, maybe I could be a Hall of Famer. Like, you said it joking around, but it's true. I mean, you'll be 51.
Yeah.
What happens if we don't celebrate? You don't make it to 52. So if the guy retires and he's a Hall of Famer, why don't we just recognize he's a Hall of Famer? Why make him wait? God forbid something happens in the next 5 years. Or these people that we make wait. Oh, yeah, they're Hall of Famer. Well, he's been dead for...
Like the Veterans Committee.
Let them enjoy it. Is he a Hall of Famer or not? You know what I mean?
Like maybe 2 years?
Well, but so what? I mean, like, either he's
a
Hall of Famer
or not. Don't want a guy to retire and then come back and play again when he's in the Hall of Fame.
I understand that. And that you make a good point.
So maybe 2 year waiting period.
Like you're done. But am I a Hall of Famer? Because I'd like to enjoy the fact that I'm a Hall of Famer.
You know who's going to get in this year? Much to the very upset attitude of many out there, I believe. NFL Hall of Fame, Eli Manning.
Oh, that's come on. Two of the most epic Super Bowl runs in
history. It's going to be people like Raymond that is going to stand in the way of Canton.
He won't do that.
Raymond, Eli Manning deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
I won't stand in the way, but I've made my opinion on this pretty clear.
Well, do you believe he's a Hall of Famer?
Eventually. I don't think he's a guy who should get in on the first ballot.
So you think he deserves to get in, but I don't understand that.
See, I hate that. What's the difference? Like, if people recognize
either he's
in the
Hall of Famer
or
he's not a Hall of Famer.
There's different levels to the Hall of Fame.
Generally, there's like two unofficial criteria for being in the Hall of Fame. One is that you can't tell the story of the game without... this player's
name.
There is
no way you can tell the story of the game of football without Eli Manning.
And by that, Eli qualifies because of the two Super Bowl victories. But the other one is like, you know, was there an extended period where you could say this guy was top of the game, a great player at his position? And I'm not sure that applies to Eli.
Look at Eli's numbers in 2011. And tell me that he was not elite at least that season.
All right, give me another year where their numbers were like that.
Well, but you just said you can't say that at all. So, I mean, I'd have to bring up the numbers.
I said a period of time. You know, more than 2 or 3 years, like a 5 year period generally. That you could say this guy was top 2, top 3. I'm not, like, can you honestly say that about him?
That he had a five year period where he was one of the best in the game? I don't think you can say that. But do you look at his overall, you know, depth of work and breadth of work and say this guy threw for like 57,000 yards?
See, that's the thing, though, too. I would also say, because this pisses me off about the Baseball Hall of Fame, too, like the whole Andrew Jones stuff. It's like, So all of a sudden now you mean that the defensive part of the game doesn't matter when we're talking about the greatest? Well, if you're the greatest defensive player, defense last time I checked was part of baseball. Why is he not? I mean, why are we not putting a bigger emphasis on that? Like you say in regular season stuff, how about Eli Manning in the postseason, which is the most important season?
Well,
the best.
Well, yeah, and he's got those two epic runs, and you can't take away from them. They're fantastic runs, but my response is, like, always, everyone always says, oh, you don't want to see Eli in the postseason. But every other time like he played in the postseason, he didn't just lose. He got destroyed. Like the every other time he made the postseason, which I think he made the postseason like half, maybe less than half of the seasons in his career.
You can, I mean, it's clear we got a break. You can go either way on Eli. Either you're going to be pro Eli, has to get in, or you're going to be Raymond where he should not get in. 1-800-919-3776. One more thing. Seven 4,000-yard seasons. That's a lot of 4,000-yard seasons. How many touchdowns? 366. So you can take either side of this conversation. 1-800-919-3776. DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN. All right, now to hit a home run, everything needs to line up perfectly. No different than finding the person you want to marry. When the time comes to propose, you do what Michael Kay did. You visit the engagement experts at London Jewelers. They'll make shopping for a ring easy and help you hit it out of the park. Let them help you pick or design the perfect ring to fit any budget from their 2 by London collection. London Jewelers is committed to getting it just right. So visit London Jewelers today at any of their 7 locations, including Americana Mall and the Mall at Short Hills. Mention Michael Kay told you to stop on by, and you will now get the very special Michael Kay treatment.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Ed, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I'm a big Giant fan. That being said, and I guess, you know, and I'll preface what I'm about to say. I'm biased. Okay. But, you know, if you look at the overall stats for a career and you compare them to other Hall of Fame quarterbacks, they're comparable. And then, you know, like you guys mentioned, there's you know, the 2 Super Bowls against the greatest quarterback of all time, head to head. And he didn't just, you know, maintain the game and keep it in hand. He was the one Super Bowl you could say the defense deserved the MVP, but there's no argument from any, I think from most people, that he deserved to be the MVP of both Super Bowls. And the other
I think
thing
the
that,
first
that,
one
that,
you
that,
could
that,
argue a little bit.
Yeah.
I think the second one he was cleared. But here's what I'll say. When you talk about iconic moments, Ed, the play to Tyree, and I know you was lucky, but whatever, that is one of the
and
most...
the pass to Manningham.
Well, that's what I was going to say. The pass to Manningham, honestly, in the magnitude of the game, in the moment of the game, is one of the great throws in the history of the game of football.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about, I mean, forget just the run. You're talking about one of the great wins in the history of sports. The win against the undefeated Patriots, and now Santi was losing his mind because he's done, well, how could you overlook the fact that they kept what was the greatest offense to 14 points?
Right. Justin Tuck easily could have been the MVP.
Right. But still, I mean, you're talking about the Patriots with that win are the greatest team in the history of the NFL. And the Giants found a way to beat them.
Right.
That's incredible.
It's one of the great wins in the history. They were 14-point underdogs
the wins,
in the game.
The moments. I mean, yes. Yeah. For me, he's a Hall of Famer. I mean,
so
Colin, say
you,
differently. But.
You guys said, you know, was he ever, you know, elite for an extended period of time? And again, that's a debate that we can have as long as the day is long. 2009, 4,000 yards, 27 touchdowns. 2010, 4,000 yards, 31 touchdowns. 2011, just shy of 5,000 yards and 29 touchdowns. Threw for over 300 yards a game. That's a three-year span that he's pretty darn good.
Right, pretty darn good. But, I mean, one of the best in the league? No, I mean, I think if you had those stats with not, you know, without the Super Bowls or playoff success, then you'd be hard-pressed to say he's a Hall of Famer.
So, I mean, listen, a lot of interceptions. Had 25 interceptions in 1 year, 20 another. I mean, teens numerous years threw 244 interceptions. That's a negative. You know, had 2 years when he won postseason games. That's a negative.
Not ever missing a game. Positive.
Right. That's a huge positive.
Right.
Having two of the great runs in the history of football. That's a positive. Like, it's just going to depend whether you are in Eli Manning's corner or you're not. If you're not, you're going to look at the minute negative and you're going to say he doesn't deserve.
But here's the thing, and I'll admit, I myself even fall to this corner. I think a lot of people will be in Eli's corner because they like him. Eli's a great guy, and everyone loves him post-career, and they kind of loved him during his career. But also, he played for a franchise that a lot of people have respect for, and I think that pushes him over the top. So I think he's going to
really?
Have a...
Really? I just think that he's... He's a Hall of Famer.
I don't know if playing for the Giants matters.
I think playing for the Giants is big time.
I think that's huge.
Right. I think that's big. I think the fact that he's a Manning is big. I also think the fact that, like Raymond said, I mean, he's a well-liked guy. You're not going to get much pushback. Like when you're arguing the case for Eli Manning, there's not going to be
right.
someone that stands
up
and says
right,
no because I don't like Eli Manning.
But I will stand in the face of that, and I will say that's not what it's supposed to be.
But that's what it ends up... I mean,
well, but
it,
you
it
know
has
it's not supposed
it
to. But
cases.
If I was voting, I would vote for him to get in because he was... I think an excellent quarterback and had two of the great runs.
I think Rick puts. I'm sorry. Rick,
no, you interrupted me. That's fine.
I'm
steamroller.
Steamroller.
No, the fact that he's the greatest guy and funny and clever and all those things
it
should have, but it should not.
I think
but
Rick put it in the best terms. Like, you know, when the reporters or the writers, they all get in that room and they make their argument. You know, somebody stands up like a Peter King or whatever,
right.
and they make the argument for Eli Manning. I don't think anyone's going to stand up and say, no, Peter King, you're wrong. Eli, I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't know that you're right about that. I think that there could certainly be somebody that takes the flip side and says, look at how many interceptions he had. Look at the fact that he had 2 years where he won in the postseason. Look at the fact that he was maybe never a top five quarterback any given year in the NFL.
I guess the point we're trying to make is it's easier to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yes.
You won't fight as hard.
And
like
I think he's a Hall of Famer, but I understand the flip side of it.
That's the job of deciding whether or not someone is a Hall of Famer. You get all the good and you get the negative, and which outweighs which. And I would say that Eli's good outweighs the negative. When you take it all, I mean.
So you had a vote. You're voting
in.
In. Not even a lot of thought.
Not even a lot of thought. No.
How impressive. I mean, you're the athlete.
What he does in the postseason
right,
is.
Right. That's what I was going to say.
It's the most important time. That's when you create your legacy. And for him to do what he did in those two runs, and I know it was just two runs, but still, you're talking about two of the greatest runs that we've seen, capped off by some of the greatest moments we've seen, most iconic moments we've seen, and one of the biggest wins in, I mean, that's got to be one of the biggest wins in sports.
Well,
that
one
against
the
undefeated Patriots.
RJ, where you chime in yet? You're good because you're very neutral, and I never really heard your take on this. Eli Manning, Hall of Famer?
Yes, but it's not a no-brainer for me, but yes, I land on yes. I don't care where he goes in, first, second, third ballot, don't care.
What does that matter? I don't understand. Ray, what I don't understand
about
you is...
Well, that's supposed to be the tier of it.
If you're a Hall of Famer, you're a Hall of Famer. Not, well, you're a Hall of Famer, but you weren't good enough to go in first ballot. Either you should go in or you shouldn't go in.
Well, I think that's how people judge where you should sit in the Hall of Fame. You know how they say there's different rooms in the Hall of
right.
Fame? That's how they...
And he's not in the John Elway room.
No, but I think that's up to you once you're in the Hall of Fame to decide. But they don't have a way. It's not like, hey, you know, you name the player, you're in this, you know, you're in this section, and then this player's in this section. It's, well, you're a first ballot Hall of Famer. That means, you know, you were the best.
It was pretty darn good.
No, he was really good. What's even crazier about that whole, I mean, that draft, when you look at just the career numbers where, you know, him, Rivers, and Roethlisberger sit in these lists.
It's, we talk about how many of this current draft are going to become big-time quarterbacks. You had three Hall of Famers taken in the top 10 in that draft. Three.
It's a good draft.
Yeah, amazing. All right, the 2024 A-10 Men's Basketball Championship returns to the bright lights of Brooklyn and the Barclays Center on March 12th. That's my birthday. Through March the 17th. Just be caller number.
Who?
10.
I could go 51.
You could go 10 for Eli.
I'll go 10.
Thank you. Caller 10 right now, 888-987-ESPN. You'll score a pair of tickets to the championship game on Sunday, March the 17th. Brought to you by the 2024 A-10 Men's Basketball Championship in Barclays Center. Offering something for everyone from fan-friendly tickets to an exciting new format. I don't know what the format is, do you? This new format in the A-10?
I did not know the new format.
I'm going to have to look for that new
Check
format.
It out.
Tickets on sale right now at Ticketmaster.com. For full contest rules, go to ESPNNewYork.com. We break, we come back, we get to your calls. We got CMT, and we have more hostility at this very fine station. All that and more, 98.7 ESPN.
All right, spring training isn't just for baseball players. It's time for you to get into shape and ready for the warmer weather. For over a decade, NJ Diet has helped thousands of people lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections and without any of those nasty side effects. NJ Diet uses your hair and saliva along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to make sure you keep the weight off. You're fully supervised the entire time to make sure you're burning fat, not just losing water. And you even get Dr. T's personal email and phone number. Locations close by are available from home with live online consultations. Call 855-5NJ-DIET. That's 855-5NJ-DIET or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. Get ready for spring with njdiet.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
RJ.
Yes, Dave.
What percentage would you say of fantasy football players also dabble in the world of fantasy baseball?
10%.
That's it, huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you heard Rick's reaction. You and I... There's a couple of things that you and I partake in that I would say are not sports mainstream, at least around here. March Madness.
But everybody does a March Madness
bracket.
Pool.
But you and I kind of follow along as the season goes.
We actually like college basketball.
If you and I start talking, I'm just talking our time of day when we're here at the station.
Right.
If you and I dive into two things, March Madness, not even March Madness, college basketball during the regular season, or fantasy baseball, Rick usually starts swearing at us.
No, I think he's more turned off by fantasy baseball than he is college basketball.
I think that's right.
He now will make fun of us. But I stand by it. I will tell you this. I think fantasy baseball, much more complex and strategic than fantasy football is.
Yes.
I mean, you could have a chimpanzee have a fantasy football team.
I mean, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, you could.
What is the percentage you think that is in the middle of the Venn diagram? Fantasy baseball, fantasy football.
I was going to say 33%. I think one of every 10 people that plays fantasy football plays fantasy baseball?
It's more of a nod to fantasy football. I think a lot of people love fantasy football. I don't think people love the idea of fantasy baseball.
It's a lot. It's a real undertaking.
I don't want Rick to start swearing.
Do I get the first pick of this banana draft?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to take the. I feel like he might be hiding a brown spot on the middle one. The one on that way looks terrible. I'm going to take that middle one, please. Thank you. 1-800-919-3776. Give me a nod of approval. Do you think I did well? He thinks I picked the number one. I took the Caleb Williams of bananas right there. Is what I just did.
He refuses to give you a medical, though.
That's right. I can't feel or touch the banana. It's very similar to what's going on with Caleb Williams right now.
That means that banana at some point is going to paint its fingernails bleak. Thank Dave.
You. Oh, look at this. The most pristine banana you could ever have drafted. Ever. RJ, you have marks and blemishes on your banana?
One side has some love.
Some love?
Looks like it's been through some things.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't mean it's not great, though.
But maybe it's you have more of like a grizzled banana.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, though.
Your banana's lived life.
My banana didn't go to a Power 5 school, and it's going to come in ready. It's taking some bruises.
You know what he got? He got the Zach Wilson of bananas.
He got the Bo Nix banana.
Yeah. No, absolutely not.
That's the Bo Nix banana.
No, this is like the Big Ben. This is not a school that you're familiar with. You didn't watch him, but that's okay. He's led his group of lovable losers right to the ceiling of where they can go, and now it's time to flourish.
I got the John Elway of bananas.
This thing was
groomed for greatness.
I got to tell you, I went down there today, and I was very impressed.
I mean, as a youth, this was looked at as a great banana. It lived
every level.
Good, clean life, and it now comes out on the other side looking as good as you could possibly imagine.
That's been the top banana at every level.
Right. Exactly right.
High school,
I mean, this draft, this banana is so beautiful. Much like Elway drafted into Major League Baseball, this was drafted into an all fruit league. Said no, I'm here as a banana. Is what it said. Let's go to Dave in Mount Vernon. Hi, Dave. You're on 98.7.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
I have to rethink my vote on host sadness after hearing the conversation about Eli Manning, because Dave, I thought you were going to be biased, and it ended up Rick being super New York biased about Eli Manning being a Hall of Famer. When he was quarterback, Donovan McNabb absolutely dominated the Giants. And even when Rick is talking about the runs in the playoffs or what have you, the whole season he was playing mediocre football. Even in the Super Bowls that he won, he went half of the quarters without a touchdown pass. I mean, you're a stats guy. What's the longest touchdown pass he had in the Super Bowl? It was like the length of the Super Bowl.
What's the most important stat of the Super Bowl?
That is the most preposterous thing to say in defining whether a guy is a Hall of Famer or not. What's the longest touchdown pass he had in the Super Bowl?
I mean, the overhyping of what he did.
So
in
Jim
the
Plunkett
Super Bowl,
had an 80-yard touchdown pass on a screen to Kenny King. Is he deserving of being a Hall of Famer because he had a super long? Or Jake DeLome had a long touchdown pass. Should he go right into the Hall of Fame? What sense does that make, Dave?
Definitely not, and neither does Eli, because ultimately that's a good point. Does Jim Plunkett deserve to be in the Hall of Fame? No. Is Donovan McNabb in the Hall of Fame? No. Is Russell Wilson, who's like one freak, you know, play away from being a
Russell
two-time...
Russell Wilson is still playing.
Do you think he's going to be a Hall of Famer? Does he have a body
of
work?
The way his career is ending? Probably not. Had he won the second Super Bowl? I mean, had they given Marshawn the Lynch? Possibly, yeah.
So everybody
was on a Hall of Fame trajectory.
Super Bowl matters, Dave.
It does matter, but aside from Joe Namath, who's in just based on literally...
But he's not... Dave, he threw for 366 touchdowns. You say he wasn't that great. In the second Super Bowl year, he threw for 4,933 yards and 29 touchdowns.
You also mentioned the interceptions and how many times he was sacked, which is, again, why I was shocked, because...
Right,
he
also
had
never missed
a
game. He also... Don't say that I'm biased to New York sports. Stop with that. Guy won two Super Bowls, has two of the most epic Super Bowl runs in the sport, is 10th all-time in passing yards and 10th all-time in passing touchdowns. I mean, it's not being biased. The guy's a Hall of Famer. Well, I mean, you choose to discredit him, that's fine.
Now, if you said that he's being biased, if it was a Jet, then maybe you have to take, with a grain of salt a little bit what Rick is saying. Rick has no love or hatred or anything for the Giants.
The game against San Francisco is the one that always stands out to me.
Oh, so tough. But this for me, at least, there's so many of those. How about the game in Green Bay, NFC Championship game, when he outplayed Brett Favre? Does that matter?
Yeah, it matters. Of course, it all matters. Like, the fact that in the biggest moments, he was able to perform at that level, I don't know, call me crazy, but you know, someone that it's actually played in the playoffs, realizing how much different that game is and how hard that is, yeah, I got the ultimate respect for that. Sorry.
92 yards.
And the guy never missed the game.
Trailing by a field goal, last drive of the game, 92 yards for the game-winning touchdown. And he did it over and over and over.
I mean, whatever.
You could,
I guess
you could call and say, I don't think he's worthy of going to the Hall. I understand that. For your rationale to be, what's the longest touchdown pass he threw in the Super Bowl is
all right. So let's go
is moronic.
So let's go through. Okay, I mean, I get Santiago's point. You hold, you know, the greatest offense maybe ever to 14 points. Defense right. has to get it. But, I mean, they point to some of Tom Brady's.
Still had to lead them on a game-winning drive.
Right, but, I mean, point to some of Tom Brady's. Early on, even the one against the Rams, what that defense did against the Rams.
When they went, 13-6
yeah,
or whatever
it was. Overwhelmed. Here's the run, second Super Bowl, okay? Atlanta, they won 24-2. He was 23-32, 277 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Right. Very long touchdown pass to Akeem Nicks in that game, by the way.
At Green Bay, 37-21. He was 21-33, 330 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick.
Refresh me if I'm wrong. Was that not the year that Green Bay was 15-1?
That's right.
Yeah.
At San Francisco, where he took an absolute beating, they asked him to throw the ball 58 times. They won 20-17, 32-58, 316 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks. Against New England, 21-17 win in the Super Bowl, 30-40, 296 yards and a touchdown.
Maybe the greatest throw you've ever seen in the Super Bowl.
So, I mean, stop it, please. Being biased. I'm not being biased. I'm just pointing all the things that the guy did. And don't, please, don't discount the fact that the guy never missed the game. Do you understand how important that is as a franchise quarterback to never miss a game?
Look at
ever?
Football now. Look, find me the quarterback. There's one, and that's Josh Allen. I think there's one quarterback in the NFL that has played every game for his team in the last three seasons, and it's Josh Allen. One guy.
How you don't value that is it's amazing.
Well, people also have revisionist history. Mike in Westchester. Good morning, Michael.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. To go against that guy, Dave's point, I mean, Eli still holds the record for the most postseason yards in a playoff, so that kind of kills that point. And again, like you just said, he never missed a game. Tell me one GM that right now in this draft wouldn't pick a guy that's going to play 13 straight years, never miss a game, and win you two Super Bowls.
Every single GM would sign up for that in a heartbeat.
Every player would sign up for that in a heartbeat. You mean to tell me, okay, I'll lead the league in picks, couple seasons, whatever, but I'm going to never miss a game and win two Super Bowls? Yeah, please. Sign me up. Where do I sign? Right now. I mean, come on. And then have the post-career that he's having? Forget it.
He's very likable, too.
I mean, come on.
Let's go to John in Westfield. Has a story about when he was a youth. Good morning, John.
Dave, Rick, how are you guys doing?
Good. What's up, buddy?
Not much, man. So I was listening to your story with Alex yesterday.
Oh, I was so angry at him.
And yeah, but I have to empathize a little bit because I'm sure you're familiar with the Giants playing the Buccaneers back in 2008 in the playoffs.
The Jeff Garcia-led Bucs when the Giants won that game down in Tampa.
Yes, exactly. So my dad has a few dads over and all of their kids, and they're watching in like the main TV room, and the kids have like a back room, right? And the kids found out that the TV in our room was
what the kids are watching in the bathroom?
Back room.
Oh, back room. Okay.
No, we weren't that like shoved away from the main thing. Yeah. But we found out that this TV in our room was 5 seconds ahead of the other one. So we decided on the next Eli Manning bomb that's incomplete, we're just going to go nuts. So we do it. And then we hear the dads 5 seconds later in the other room just get like so angry. And one of the dads came into our room and made sure that we were never going to do that again. So learn the same lesson as Alex, but I have to emphasize because it was funny at the time.
Yeah, funny at the time, but here's the thing. And this is what's the most troubling. I don't think he's learned any lesson.
Who, him or Alex?
Alex.
Well, no, because he's taken over the house.
Like we went yesterday, we were driving, and I was like, you understand what you did and how bad that was. He's like, I think you're being a little sensitive.
Wow.
Yeah, he thinks what he did was, I said, okay, you want to lay down the gauntlet? Let's go.
You're just not funny. You don't get, you know, that it's a joke.
I don't think it's humorous.
Well, I mean, he doesn't care.
But how is it a joke?
He thinks that you're a sensitive baby.
Yes.
And that he runs the house now.
He's in the car right now, probably on his way to school.
Yeah, well, how about this? How about I punish him by not getting any of this delicious popcorn?
Listen, that's totally up for you.
To stand up for you.
That's totally up for you.
Unless he apologizes immediately and says he was wrong.
He's not going to apologize.
I'll buy the hell out of that popcorn.
He thinks he did nothing wrong.
I'll get the caramel. I'll get the butter. I'll get all of it.
You love popcorn.
It's my favorite. Love it. Made some for the kids the other day. Homemade.
How do you make homemade popcorn?
You take a little bit of, I use some avocado oil.
Oh.
And then I put the kernels in there. Pop, 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 pop. Melted the butter.
Uh-huh.
Salted butter.
Oh, nice.
Put the M&Ms in it.
Nice and warm?
Oh, yeah, with the M&Ms.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, yeah.
Movie theater popcorn, elite.
The best.
Elite.
I actually missed it terribly. Dude, I told you, I went to that one time where I had a meeting.
What's the last time you went to a movie theater?
Years. Years.
So I had not been to the movies since pre-pandemic. Saw Oppenheimer in the movies.
He said you loved it.
It was great. On the big screen, it was wonderful. But I've been to, I think, one movie in the last 5 years in the theater.
When I played, when Cassie and I didn't have kids, then we had like, so I practiced in the morning, whatever, I had the afternoon. I'd go to the movies probably 3 times a week.
Sharon and I used to go to one movie and then sneak into a second movie and do that.
Get 2 for 1.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Get the all-you-can-eat popcorn.
That's nice.
Big drink.
Oh.
My favorite.
The movies are fun.
I love it.
Yeah. Doesn't have the same appeal anymore, though.
It doesn't. Well, now you can get them at home.
That's the thing. You get this, and you say, well, you get the big screen, but you get great surround sound and big TVs at home anyway.
Yeah, but I do miss the big giant.
The popcorn.
Yeah, and the Diet Cola.
It's nice.
My favorite.
It is nice. RJ?
Yes, Dave.
Are you ready with your CMT?
I think so.
You think so or you know so?
I know so.
All right, Raymond.
To cuddle.
I hugged hard bodies the other night.
To marry. Or to trash.
Oh, no. Oh, no. There's real trouble.
That is the question.
You guys see what's on GMA right now?
A killer whale.
Yep. Killer whale.
I did see that.
Killer whale does what?
It takes down a great white shark.
Oh, my goodness.
Dude, the orca, man.
Battle. But we know this. The killer whale is 3 times the size of the great white shark.
Yeah, technically, the killer whale is classified as a dolphin.
Dolphin. Sociopath.
Super dolphin.
When I went on that fishing trip, we had these little tiny little boats that we were on, and a whole pod of orcas right under our boat.
Really?
Yeah, I was like...
Were you scared?
Yeah, I was scared.
They do it for fun.
I watched them attack seals the other day. Like, have you ever seen this?
They just eat the seals.
No, they play with them. Like, they throw them around. But this, like, the planned attack, so the seals were on the ice. So, orca would pop up, like, legitimately, I'm not even joking, pop up, see the seal on the ice, mm-hmm. just hanging out. Then, like, 3 or 4 of them would swim directly at the ice, so it would create
And smash into
it? No. They'd go under it at the last second, so the wave would come over the ice and push the seal into the water.
Really? So a coordinated attack.
Unbelievable how smart they are.
They get their kicks that way.
It was amazing.
That is evil.
It's a dangerous, smart animal, and it's basically a giant torpedo.
Apparently, the K-Show was bashing this segment yesterday.
I think it's attacking boats now, too, the orca.
Oh, the orca?
This is
very aggressive.
You got to be very careful of
this
those
This is not a
whales.
New phenomenon.
I mean, they come by it, honestly. It's the killer whale. What would you expect it to do?
It's walk the up killer
and,
whale.
Walk up and knock and be like, oh, hello, I'm here. By definition, it's the killer whale.
Free Willy, no, you need to free yourself. You're in trouble.
Hold me like the River Jordan.
So the K-Show was making fun of this sound, the trash sound. But that's, I don't know, that's our CMT sound.
Well, I don't understand why they would make fun of that.
They don't like it. Not sure.
I was going to say something really nasty, but I'm going to hold back.
About whom?
About the K-Show.
No, not the show.
Well, so how do you want to do this? Normally we would do this off the air, but since we're in the middle of a very long segment, we have to have this discussion on the air.
Remember, I have the ID at 8.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dave.
Yeah, sure.
So I have audio from the K-Show. It has nothing to do with the formulated questions I have for you, but would you like to do that now? After?
After.
Okay. To tease some of what was said, Dave, you were attacked.
What a surprise.
For referring to Rick's wife as. I'm not even going to say the word anymore. I think it's time to phase it out.
It's floozy is the word.
No, I'm not
F-L-U-Z-Y.
I'm not saying it.
He stands by it.
That's one thing. Second, Michael was asked in response to Rick's Cuddle My Trash yesterday with Pete Such and Brian, his friends. Michael was then asked a CMT with Rick, Don, and Peter, so we have his answer.
Oh, I didn't even hear that.
And apparently he went after your relationship with Brian.
He went after Brian, I heard.
Called him.
I can understand
called
that.
Called him a not nice,
I can
not
understand
nice
that.
Word.
I mean, it's hurtful. It's a tough question to be asked.
He's very jealous of what
I
you and Brian
Michael.
Have.
So
that, don't spend as
you
much
don't,
time.
You don't love Michael the same way you love Brian? You
it's
don't.
Just because I don't spend enough time with
Stop
him.
Stop it.
So
if Michael lived as close as Brian lived, we would spend a lot more time together.
No, you choose to not spend time with Michael. Your kids are
choose.
The same ages as Michael's kids.
Yeah, but they don't go to school together, do they? They play on the same baseball team?
Well, maybe there's the issue. Maybe because you don't want to be close to Michael.
No, I don't want to be close to you.
Well, that's a good thing.
Wow.
Jerk.
That's not nice.
Call my wife a floozy.
Listen.
He's going to say if the shoe fits. He's going to say it.
If the shoe
I just read his mind.
No, yeah, no, I absolutely was going to.
I worry about you too. I walked out of a during a commercial break about an hour ago that concluded with bleep you. Oh yeah, bleep you.
He's not making that up. I heard it.
That's why I love the show though. Because we can just be free with what
that's
we
say. That's right. And I still love him.
And it doesn't bother him at all.
No.
All righty. So, a lot of quarterback talk.
If we had any feelings, this show would not work.
No. If anyone had any feelings. If we were normal human beings, this would be a real problem. Real problem.
There was somebody that called earlier. He didn't come on with you guys. And he said, do you ever worry about how mean they are to you? And I actually sat back and I was like, I actually think of the people on the show, I'm in the bottom half of the amount of flack.
Yeah, you don't take a lot of shrapnel.
And this person made it a point just to call just to say, wow, they're really mean just to you. I was like, oh, well.
See, that's the weird part of a locker room, though. You start to get suspicious if people aren't being...
Yeah,
mean to you. It's like, how come they're not making fun of me? Because it's just
it's like a coach. When a coach doesn't care about what you're doing, how you're playing, right? When they're all over you, then they love you.
Yeah.
So, very simply, by the end of 2024, I want to see where you guys are leaning.
So the end of this calendar year.
Please tell me who will be the starting quarterback of the New York Giants. Will it be the incumbent, Daniel Jones?
Yep.
Will it be Drake May? Or will it be, can really only be one other person, Dave?
JJ.
Yep. End of the season.
And you're first. So by the end of the season or the start of next season? By the end of this season.
End of this season.
This is a good one. This is a tough one. So I wish I had the field to choose from as well.
Because if you're a believer like John Windrow is, that all this is a smokescreen, that the Giants could really just be setting up to have the board fall to them, and they don't take a quarterback.
Well, when else are you going to get a quarterback? Would be my question here. When else?
I'm a believer of. I think Rick.
Can you have another season where you're
no,
right?
I'm a believer, like you said, Rick, that if nothing else, they need to reset the clock. I think they find it shocking that an ownership listens. Now, I'm not saying to us. Hopefully, it does, but they keep the pulse of the fan base. The clock almost needs to be reset on them, on Shane and Dable to ease attention.
This is really tough.
This is a tough question. Or just one of your best. Maybe we should have went the K audio.
No, I could do this.
Okay.
You want to hear Michael making fun of you instead? Kill some time.
No. He made fun of me or Dave?
Mm. I'm sure it's me.
It always goes back to making fun of Dave.
But he did have some sharp remarks by his standard for you, Rick.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to trash Daniel Jones. I just think the Giants are going to move in another direction. I think they kind of are forced to move in another direction. I'm going to cuddle... J.J. McCarthy. I'm going to marry North Carolina's Drake May.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. But this is tough.
This is a really tough question.
Did you just
really tough.
Did you just systematically put someone on hold?
Yeah. He did.
I saw
for
same
you.
Time.
Thank you.
You
want me to drop them?
No. While answering the question.
Multi-talented.
I mean, I'm very talented.
He's also checking his email at the same time.
Well, but I get a lot of show emails.
I know. I'm just saying, you're multi-talented.
Like I might eat a banana, too, during this segment.
You can't do all three.
Don't you challenge me. I'll take this banana right in. I'll inhale this banana.
If that's the John Elway of bananas, do you have any fear that at some point it's going to leverage against you to force a trade?
Nope.
Are you going to have John Elway in your mouth?
I've done worse.
Have you? Can you tell that?
Woo!
Stop playing that buzzer.
All right, I'd hate to disagree
Stop
with him.
Stop making me play it.
I would hate to disagree with him. I would like to disagree with him, but I'm gonna have a hard time here. So I'll trash Jones. I will.
This really is the outway of bananas.
I'm gonna cuddle.
You know, Elway would have really succeeded in that throwing the football a million miles an hour against
he really would
against a pad.
He had a cannon for an arm.
A pad on the
Marino
wall.
Too.
Yeah,
I'm gonna trash Jones, cuddle May. No, sorry, I'm gonna marry Jones. No, what am I doing here?
Oh no!
Yes.
I'm gonna need this audio.
Yes. I put them the wrong way.
What am I doing here?
I'm gonna trash.
I ask
Jones.
Myself that question.
I'm gonna
every
trash
day.
Jones, cuddle JJ. Marry May.
Are you sure?
All right, so I'm gonna cuddle start.
How does that come back?
Marry.
No, that was a different one.
That's a previous
one. That was another
one.
Genius time you had.
That's a previous one.
Yeah. You're really good at this segment.
Well, So I haven't. We've spent a lot of time on JJ. We've talked. Caleb played the audio. Even Jaden Daniels, but we haven't spent a lot of time. This is not a cut or trash. Your quick synopsis. How do you feel about Drake May?
Mine or his? Because I'm eating my banana.
Both.
Well, you're the one in need of a quarterback.
I like Drake May.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, I think he's got a lot of these same, you know, physical characteristics as Josh Allen. I think he's mobile. I think he's got a good arm. And I think in the right system, he'll probably be a good NFL quarterback.
See, that's what, but I mean, if we go by with what, you know, Windrow said.
I like that's his new name.
And it's kind of leaked out that the Giants, I mean, you heard Rich Eisen, we'll play it again at some point during the show, just that they're done. Buyer's remorse, they're done with Daniel Jones. The quarterback that's not getting talked about at all really is Drake May.
Right.
Correct.
So if you wanted to pump this thing up where you're like, oh yeah, we want a quarterback and we love J.J. McCarthy, so May will
maybe,
fall to you.
Maybe somebody moves up, gets McCarthy, and then Drake May falls
to available.
You. Right.
And that would look, I mean, if you look at Drake May and his body type,
yeah,
and what Brian Daboll had with Josh Allen, and you were hearing a lot of the same things about Josh Allen when he was coming into the league, too. He was raw, you know, needed to be harnessed and
right.
What he turned him into. I don't know, maybe it's that.
I'm going to trash Jones, cuddle May.
No, sorry. I'm going to marry Jones. No. What am I doing here?
Finally, no.
Why am I here? That's a great question. Why am I here?
What am I doing here?
Why am I here?
That's what it goes back to. What am I doing here?
All right.
Yeah,
so,
good.
Little baseball.
Whoa.
Tell you what, Juan Soto looks like. I said this yesterday. Opening day could start tomorrow. Just put him on ice.
Yeah, so much for the concern for the slow start.
He's just mashing
baseballs. He is mashing.
So, Yankees, obviously, top of the roster, star-studded. Judge. Soto.
RJ.
I know. Here we go.
RJ, I hate to do this to you right at this moment.
You can do it right at 8.
I knew it was coming.
Right at 8. You're listening to DNR 98.7 ESPN WEPN FM, New York. Go ahead, RJ.
So, I ask you, which of the big three of the Yankees is most important to their success in 2024? Is it Soto, Aaron Judge, or Garrett Cole?
So I'd actually go off the board and say Rodon.
Well, he's the biggest X factor, but I'm going of the established players who, by the way, Rodon, the other day, gave up 4 homers to a minor league lineup.
That's not good, right?
No, it's bad.
Mm-hmm. But he's in great shape.
He said he was kind of tooling around with the curve, and it wasn't curving, and it therefore went over the fence.
When the curve doesn't curve,
usually goes
you
over
have
the
a
fence.
Real problem.
It's a problem.
Yeah. You're up.
I have a feeling that Soto's going to have, this is going to be his career high in home runs.
Can you define the question again exactly, please?
Most important.
Most important to their success.
Mm-hmm.
God, that's a tough one.
How's John Elway?
There's about a third left of Elway.
All right, here's the thing. Okay, Garrett Cole was clearly the best pitcher in baseball last year and won the Cy Young. Right? Am I wrong or right? Am I wrong or right?
Right. Am I wrong or am I right? You're correct.
All right. And how did the Yankees?
They won 82 games.
Okay. I'm going to marry Aaron Judge. Still going to marry Aaron Judge. Have to. He hurt himself. That was it. I'm going to marry Aaron Judge. I'm going to cuddle Garrett Cole just because there's so many questions behind Garrett Cole.
Mm-hmm.
And then silly, but I'll trash Juan Soto.
I will agree across the board.
Oh, I like that.
Yes. Yeah.
Like that agreement?
No, you don't. You don't like agreement. You want to.
You like the way fight
consternation.
Tooth and nail.
Yeah.
How about that word?
That was nice.
Yeah, but an hour.
Because he used it earlier. Now you stole it.
Oh, he did use that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but an hour ago you were yelling "bleep you" at each other off the air. So I'm glad to see.
It's come full circle. Yeah.
This is what true love looks like.
By the way, a little Yankees Mets spring training today, 1:00 on the ESPN.
That's great. I'm sorry.
I've never seen you less excited for baseball season this season.
Well, the Mets have given me little reason to be excited, and spring training baseball does not move the needle at all for me. I'm sorry, it doesn't.
Not a cover my trash real quick. Over, under, Mets wins 83.5.
Under.
Wow. Definitive.
He doesn't have high hopes. Have you seen the staff?
Yeah.
I mean, your best starter is now going to miss God knows how much time. They're not doing anything to make themselves better when they could, so I have
right, and the reality when he comes back is that they're probably going to have a 6-man rotation anyway, so I mean...
Filling that six is Adrian Hauser.
Is that the Vegas number, 83.5?
No, that was my number.
Oh.
You liked it, though.
Well, I don't know what the Vegas number is.
I'll look it up for you.
Thank you.
All right. I don't have anything else to tell you there.
Okay.
So we don't spend a lot of time on the hockey. This will be one of the moments where we do.
All right.
Inspired by yesterday. Sorry about the loss, Rangers fans.
Mm-hmm.
So... three big dogs right now in the East. My ears perked up last week. We were talking about this. And I asked you if they were the favorites. And Rick pushed back a little bit. So, now's a good time to ask. Bruins, Florida Panthers, Rangers. Cutter Mary Trash, the best team in the East for me.
Right now, without moves?
Hang on.
Without moves.
Without the moves.
Without moves, though, is kind of silly.
Well,
you don't know what moves you're going to make.
It assesses,
right.
It assesses
and there's moves that you want to make,
but
assesses,
I know that there's no way the roster's going to look like this on Friday afternoon.
No, but it assesses who needs to be the most active player.
All right. I'm gonna marry the Panthers. I'm going to cuddle the Rangers. I'm going to trash the Bruins.
I'm going to marry the Panthers. I'm going to cuddle the Bruins. I'm going to trash the Rangers.
Wow. That's some animosity there towards
Rick
and the
Rangers. Well, no, there's no animosity. I mean, Mika has not been the same player this year. So unless they find a way to fix that, that's a problem. On top of that, Panarin in the playoffs has not been Panarin in the playoffs. So, I mean, how am I marrying them?
These are valid points.
I'd like to. I mean, listen, it's great for us.
Netminder getting better.
Well, he let us off on last night.
Yeah, it's not enough, though.
It's not enough. I mean, he's not going to be able to carry you all the way to the Stanley Cup.
Now we're soured on the Rangers?
No, I'm not soured at all. I think they're going to make moves. I trust Chris Drury.
Here's the thing.
It's better for us if
no move that they're going to make is going to be more important than getting production from the top line. They need Mika. They need Kreider. They need those guys to get going.
Need it. Desperately.
I believe they will.
Okay.
Kreider was good last night.
Yeah, but you're talking about two power play goals again last night.
How many things are worse? But is it worse when you have someone on your team underachieving or when they go to another team and they're fantastic?
Sam Reinhart, when they go to another team and they're fantastic.
Yeah, that would drive me crazy.
Especially when they're that good.
I
Zach Wilson leaves, he becomes great.
You want the fan tunnel? Is that what you want?
I'm peeking in there.
You better
not. He's in the tunnel.
I would never look at you the same if you went to the fan tunnel.
He's in the tunnel.
I kind of have my head kind of craned around and be like, what's going on over there?
So if there were one team you could use the tunnel for, would be the Sabres.
Listen, I'm not taking the tunnel. All right. I'm not taking the Mario tunnel.
But if there were one team you could take it for, it would be the Sabres.
They infuriate me. Sometimes we deserve the bad things that happen to us. And other times I just wonder how I got caught up in
this. And you would be the Jets with your fan tunnel?
I'm not going any tunnels.
If you were allowed.
I was offered the tunnel because of the Jets, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you were offered in a moment where nobody would even know.
Yeah, that was
you
just
offered.
Me and you.
That was an honest response, and
good.
I respect that.
Good for him. Raymond, who would you use the tunnel for? One team.
A woman.
What does that mean?
I don't know. A tunnel to the woman. Does he have a team? He didn't really have a team.
Filthy. He has teams. He's a Knicks fan. He's a Rangers fan.
Yeah, but you're not going to use the tunnel for the Knicks right now. You're not
Cowboys.
I don't know that I would use the escape tunnel.
I think the Cowboys infuriate him the most.
Yeah, they pissed me off.
Well, that's
more
his favorite team,
others,
too.
So. No reason to waste it now.
Seems like a waste.
Did you make love this weekend?
You got the beautiful Deion Sanders jersey. Right, Santhi?
Oh, you saw that.
I see everything
you do.
Wait,
he got the Sanders jersey with the gift card I gave him?
No, not with your fucked gift card.
What do you mean, fucked?
It was the first jersey you got.
It was the first Cowboy jersey I actually got was a Deion jersey, like right after he signed.
It was a good tactic.
Tough thing about your gift card is whatever.
You're such a bad
what do you
guy.
Mean?
Why'd you have to say that?
He was terrified of contact.
Business decisions.
Tough thing about whatever Ray buys with your gift
card.
Did
you use it yet, Ray?
Probably be see-through.
I might re-gift it to you.
Buy some Fanatics baseball pants and wear them to the studio.
Wear them to the studio.
You know what? I would love it if you re-gifted it to me.
I wish Sherry would wear baseball pants.
Oh, you wish she would? You could see everything down there.
You wish she did? She would.
I mean, you hear what he says?
It's not good. I don't like what both of you.
No, it's disgusting.
I don't like what both of you say about each other's wives.
It's a miracle that you both leave the room in one piece.
Maybe not. Well, we're going to get to the KR deal, which kind of alludes to some of this. Finally, though. So, host sadness, if you've not heard, the format is changing. Going from most likable to most unlikable.
Yeah, I love it.
And we're embracing all cheating and purchasing of votes.
Yep.
We are NIL for college right now. We talked about some of the big dogs that could make a run as far as most unlikable. Peter, Bart Scott came to mind. I think Michael's name was thrown out there. We're going to put them aside.
Oh. I don't think you can put Peter aside.
Cuddle Mary Trash, the underdog. You think it's most dangerous in this format?
Ooh.
To be the most hated.
Yes.
Yeah.
All people that have filled in here on this program.
The ass man?
No, not yet.
I guess didn't even put the ass man.
Yeah, he could be in the play-in. Do people have strong feelings on him?
I don't know.
So the three I came up with have all filled in here. People are familiar. Dan Graca.
Mm-hmm.
Gordon Damer. Or Ty D. Butler. Who I hope had a great birthday last week.
I'm doing this from my perspective or from the people's perspective?
Your perspective.
this is... RJ, this might be one of the hardest questions you've ever asked.
But of who I believe is going to be voted in this?
Yeah, who's most dangerous?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to marry Grasso. I think there's a tremendous amount of hatred for Grasso.
So can I ask you a question that perhaps you... Perhaps it reveals too much, but I'm going to ask it.
Anyway. Of course you can.
Are you using the email as a basis for your opinion?
The emails I'm receiving?
Yeah. Like, did you get a ton of emails?
I've gotten quite a few. I hate Grasso emails,
I'm hearing
yes.
a lot of stuff that the Falcons are going heavy after Belichick.
What was that?
That was not his finest moment. But I did. I mean, I got, if either Peter or Don don't win this whole sadness, it's an absolute joke.
I'm calling and I'm loving every minute of it.
Their takes, their sports takes are dog vomit.
Oof.
If Chris Canty was still involved in the show, he would win by a landslide. I hate him. So, yeah, there's a lot
it's
of hatred.
It's the nastiest email address in
go beer,
history.
Big toe, yeehaw.
We get great interaction, and then we get negativity. It encompasses everything.
I will say Grasso led to one of your funniest moments, though, where I shed a tear laughing so hard.
Oh, which one? With the soccer?
Oh, I was dying.
I'm going to marry Grasso. I'm going to cuddle Ty. I'm going to trash Gordon.
All right, I'm going to... See, here's the thing, though, is I know, especially with the companies, Ty, the companies love Ty. So he definitely has some support with the companies.
Yes.
So if you're telling me now that there's a lot of people that listen to our show, that love our show, that were anti-Grasso, I think that's going to change how I'm voting on this. So I'll marry Grasso. I'm going to cuddle Gordon. I'm going to trash Ty.
Got a nice poem from J.J. Roth.
Yeah.
Rankings at the station. Dave is number one. Rick's not far behind. RJ is the best. And Ray should be in the unemployment line.
Oh, I don't know. It didn't rhyme.
It kind of did.
It just seems like it really wanted to deliver that last one.
Yeah,
which,
I think that was really
which is not nice.
Yeah. The goal of that poem was the...
KCL.
Barry Raymond.
One Dave, one Rick, one RJ, one Raymond. You guys are all the best at your craft. And I'll put you guys up against anyone in the entire business. Best show on the radio. Not even close. Keep it up, boys.
See, that's a nice one.
Very nice.
That's uplifting.
Is nice. That is nice.
I just read what I get. If they're nice, I read them. If they're mean, I read them as well.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.